So by 1935, the league was really limping along now. Most countries had probably realised the game was up for the league, but it took one big event in 1935 to really put the nail in the coffin, and that was the Italian invasion of Abyssinia. Now, I talked already about the impact of the Great Depression on the world, and you may be aware, should be aware, that the Italian leader was a guy called Mussolini. He was another fascist dictator, a bit like Hitler. And the British and the French were keen to make sure that Mussolini and Hitler didn't become allies. Now, in 1935, Mussolini's forces in Africa, in a place called Abyssinia, had a conflict with local troops there. And it was a conflict at a place called the Walwal Oasis. So the Italians claimed that the Abyssinians had started it, the Abyssinians claimed the Italians had started it, and it ended up with the Italians invading Abyssinia. As a result of this, the League of Nations were asked to make a ruling and to sort the dispute out. It's quite complex, though, because what happens here is the British and French don't want to go to war with Italy as a council member, but also because, of course, they don't want Italy and Germany becoming allies. So, several things happen. Firstly, the League talks about having trade sanctions, but aren't really able to agree trade sanctions. They do think for a while that they might ban rubber and metal sales to Italy, and they do, but they don't ban the one thing that they really would have hurt Italy, which is oil. And the other thing they could have done is they could have shut the Suez Canal, which would have blocked Italy's access to Abyssinia, but they didn't because they saw that as being too provocative. What they did do was Britain and France went behind the back of the League of Nations and tried to come up with their own settlement with Italy. This was called the Hoare-Laval Pact because this was the foreign secretaries of Britain and France were called Hoare and Laval. And this plan would have given Italy two-thirds of Abyssinia. It got leaked in the French press and caused a huge amount of embarrassment for the League of Nations and more particularly for Britain and France. And it meant that the trade sanctions talks that were going on at the time failed. They weren't able to get any agreement. Oil wasn't banned and nothing really was done to prevent Italy from taking over the whole of Abyssinia. But perhaps the real kick here is the fact that while all this is going on, in March 1936... Hitler decides he's going to remilitarise the Rhineland and he marches his troops in while the world is focused on Abyssinia. And people's attentions quickly turn towards Hitler.